everybody. This is Ron Alvarez, the founder of IPPIblog.com. What follows is an audio version of this post titled, Big Victory for One Brand Zero Tolerance Anti-Counterfeit Policy. I first published this on May 15th, 2017, and I am now recording it today, December 11th, 2019. So here we go. The following shared article titled Tracking Down a Counterfeiter, Bottle by Bottle and Finding Justice was published in the Corporate Counsel and ALM website on May 3, 2017 and written by Sue Ressinger. The lead counsel on this case, Jeffrey Potter, republished the article on LinkedIn on May 5, 2017 with the following comment. Quote, Living Essentials Marketing LLC, the makers of 5-Hour Energy Drinks, spent nearly $3.5 million tirelessly tracking down, bottle by bottle, a large counterfeiting ring that was producing and selling fake drinks in 2011 and 2012, unquote. The article continued, quote, The Farmington Hills, Michigan-based company's efforts paid off. Last week, the U.S. Federal District Court in San Jose, California, sentenced a key defendant to 7 years in prison as part of the first ever U.S. criminal prosecution of a food or beverage counterfeiting operation. The success of this case is a terrific example of what can be accomplished through a brand owner's zero tolerance anti-counterfeit policy and the effective use of an IP legal and private investigation team. And here's our disclaimer. IPPI blog is offered as a service to the professional IP community. While every effort has been made to check information on this blog, we provide no guarantees or warranties expressed or implied with regard to content provided in IPPIblog.com. We disclaim any and all liability and responsibility for the qualification or accuracy of representations made by the contributors or for any disputes that may arise. It is the responsibility of the readers and listeners to independently investigate and verify the credentials of such persons and the accuracy and validity of the information provided by them. This blog is provided for general information purposes only and is not intended to provide legal or other professional advice. Okay, so there you have it, IPPIblog.com listeners. I hope you found this post helpful, and we'll see you next time.